money doesn't have to be complicated. You can achieve financial independence. This podcast gets to the truth behind the money mess you hear from your grandma, your broke uncle, the latest social media influencers, and the so-called money experts. Welcome to Money Myths with your host, Wyatt Yates. This week's myth is, you need a college degree to be successful. Now, this myth is pushed onto us from a variety of sources, whether it be the institutions that want to get your money for you to come to their school to pay to get an education through them, whether it be the media or a relative or your parents. We hear this a lot, that, and it's a common belief that we believe we need to have that college degree to be able to be successful. If we don't have it, we're going to be left behind, or we're not going to be as marketable in the employment workforce. Now, there are some fields that a college degree is a prerequisite. You have to have that degree to be able to go into that field. If you want to be a doctor or a nurse or an attorney or an accountant or a teacher, you're going to need a college degree. You're going to need that piece of paper to be able to get into that field or into that profession. So it's not necessarily completely false that you need a college degree to be successful. Depending on what you want to do, you may need one. But to think everybody needs a college degree and that you can't be successful unless you have one is false. I mean, a third of the billionaires in the U.S. don't have a college degree. The likes of Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Ted Turner, Larry Ellison, Steve Jobs, Michael Dell, Jack Dorsey, Richard Branson, Walt Disney didn't have one, Henry Ford didn't have one, and the list goes on. So you can be successful without a college degree. It's going to depend on what you want to do, on whether or not you need one. The most value that a college education provides is the education part. It's not the piece of paper. It's what you learn when you're there and the classes you take. That is where the value is, in the skills you develop during that. And you don't have to go to college to get that education or acquire those skills or develop those skills. We are in the information age. You can literally learn everything you learn with a college degree on your own, whether it be taking an online course or seminar or certification or reading a book. You literally have the best minds in the world now are giving back. They're publishing books on how they did what they did or what they've learned. Information is all over the place. You don't necessarily have to go to college to learn. You can get that same education without college. It's just going to depend on what you're going into. But just because you don't have a college degree doesn't mean you can't have the same education, develop the same skills. You don't need a college degree to start your own business. That's what all those billionaires that don't have a college degree did. They started their own business. There's business owners all over the country that don't have college degrees that make very good money. There's high-paying jobs that don't require degrees. I just sent out a list of the top 25, and they range from anywhere median salaries of $100,000 to $60,000 per year without a college degree. So you don't have to have it, but you do have to have an education, and you do have to develop skills. And it makes no sense to burden yourself with a ton of student loan debt for an education you can't afford, for something that you don't even need the degree for, or you're unsure of what you want to do. So don't go into a bunch of debt to get a degree that at the end of the day, you may not even need. That's one big takeaway here. If you are unclear on what you want to do, the best way to figure out what you want to do is to get experience in a bunch of different areas. So, and going to school is not going to get you the experience in those areas. So you have to really think through what you want to do and if it's a requirement. just because you don't have a degree, if you're sitting right now and you say, I don't have a college degree, should I go back to school? Maybe, maybe not. And you don't need to be beating yourself up for not having one. Employers don't care. Maybe your first employer after school cares that you have your degree. After that, employers look at what's your experience? What are your skills? What do you bring to the table? Do you fit our culture? Those are all things that employers are concerned about. They're not concerned about your degree. They want to know if you're going to provide value and add value to their company, and they're going to get a return on their investment in you. That's all they care about. So your focus needs to always be on continuing to educate yourself, continuing to learn. You're a lifelong learner. You're always learning. You're always acquiring new skills. That's how you're going to add value. That's how you're going to be an employee that generates more value for the company, and the company gets a return on their investment, and they in turn are able to pay you more. That's how you get to make more money. The more money you bring in, the more value you add, the more money you're going to make. So let's just summarize this real quick and get to our action step for the week. So the myth was you need a college degree to be successful. And it's all around us. It's pushed from a variety of sources onto us. And it is true in certain fields. You do need that degree if you want to be a doctor or an attorney or an accountant or a teacher. There are certain fields that that piece of paper is a requirement and you're going to need. But for the majority of professions and the majority of fields and what employers are looking at, it really doesn't matter. So as I said, a third of the billionaires don't have a college degree. We are surrounded by information with the internet and books and all these successful people putting out how they did it and their information. You have the ability to learn more now from successful people than you ever have in history. So your first focus should always be on educating and learning, and you don't need an institution to do that. You don't need a college degree to do that. You can do that on your own, and you can do it anytime. It was Mark Twain who said, I have never let my schooling interfere with my education. You can always be learning, and you should be, and you should always be looking at how can I acquire more skills. And that is how you're going to add value. That's how you're going to be able to make more money. So for the action step this week is to think of one way that you can educate yourself or acquire a new skill. You know, maybe it's that book you want to read or a certification you want to get that doesn't necessarily require a college degree. So think of at least one skill or thing that you want to learn that you can start today. You know, what is that certification you want to work towards? There's many certifications in a variety of professions that you can pay a couple hundred bucks to take a class and take the test and get certified in, or spend 20 bucks on that book that you've been wanting to read that you haven't got to. So think of one skill or thing you want to learn, write it down, and develop a plan to start going after it. Start increasing your knowledge and developing those skills that are going to increase your income. Thanks for listening. Want to achieve financial independence? Go to ruggedfinancial.com, where you can download my free PDF of the 12 things to do to win with money. And you can also sign up for my weekly money tips emails, where I cover the same tips and tricks and advice I walk all my clients through so you can begin your journey to financial independence. Thank you for watching and listening to this episode of the Money Myths Podcast. Please do me a favor, and if you found this episode interesting, subscribe to the podcast so you can make sure you get all the future episodes. Also, leave a rating and review so you can help us grow this podcast so we can lead more people to financial independence. And lastly, please take a screenshot of the episode, share it on your social media channels, and tag us using @ruggedfinancial. We will see you later.